What were you in jail for?
Child support.
Non-payment of child support.
A cousin calls on a cousin for cash.
You had already laid out $3,000 for her deadbeat husband.
Yes, ma'am.
Why should she pay your child support?
She did.
But he's too busy to pay up.
You have two children with two different women?
Yes, ma'am. I got like two, three different child support cases.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Dawana Covington is suing her cousin, Ashanta Bird Arnold, for loans to buy a car and to bail her husband out of jail after he was arrested for failing to pay child support.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 92 on the calendar, the matter of Covington versus Bird Arnold.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Covington, the defendant is your cousin, and you claim two loans to her. Your cousin has a claim against you in the form of a countersuit, but she's actually suing the wrong person, which I'll get to in a minute. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a property manager.
For whom?
S&L Nussbaum Realtor.
How long have you worked for them?
2 years.
Before that, where did you work?
I have my own rental property, and also I was working in the mental health field.
You have family?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me who your family is.
I have three children. I have a 24-year-old son, I have a 21-year-old daughter, and a 19-year-old son.
Do they all live at home?
My two youngest ones live at home.
Tell me about the first loan that you made to your cousin.
Okay, on May 9th, my cousin and her husband.
May 9th?
May 9th, 2012. My cousin called me with her husband on the phone stating that they needed money to get him out of jail.
Is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
What were you in jail for?
Child support.
Non-payment of child support?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
How much money did you need?
$3,000.
Otherwise, what was going to happen?
I would have to sit in jail until the next court date or whatever, however it worked. I never knew nothing about it. I mean, it just came up, and they were like, I've been here pending cases and locked me up.
You didn't know anything about what?
About child support. I didn't know nothing about paying child support or nothing. They just locked
me up. Did you know
you
had a child?
Yeah, I knew I had a child, but I never knew I had child support cases.
Just a second. But you knew you had a child?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you sending support?
No, at the time, like...
So the answer is no?
No.
So you weren't supporting the child?
No, I didn't know where they was. I still don't know where they at to this day. But I'm still constantly getting locked up and paying child support. I mean, there ain't nothing I can do but either pay it or go to jail. Huh? I mean, either or. I mean, like I said, I don't know where the kids are. I ain't seen them.
How old is he?
How old is the kids? The boy like 4 and the little girl like 2.
When was the last time you saw them?
Last time I seen them, the girl probably about, I don't think she was 1 yet.
And is that the last time you saw her?
Yeah, besides seeing the mother in court, talking all of what she
was. Well, you had to see her someplace other than in court because you have a 2-year-old with her.
I mean, I hadn't.
So
I hadn't seen the kids in forever. I said I hadn't seen her until...
They've been like, around forever. They were 2 and 4.
Yeah.
Sit. All right, you needed $3,000. What did you do?
Well, actually, my cousin and I was on the phone, and she knew I was upset, and...
Don't tell me what she knew. Did you ask her for money?
Well, she said she'd give
did
it to me.
Did you ask her for money?
No, ma'am.
Then what did you call her for?
I was already
talking
to her.
You mean you wanted to do a conference call with her for no reason? Sounds ridiculous. The only reason to do that is if you were asking her for some money.
Yes, but I didn't ask, so she said I could have it, so hey.
Did you pay her back?
Did I pay her back?
Yeah.
No.
Well, because the money that she advanced went to your child support. It didn't go to the state. It went for your child support. She doesn't have to support your children. You didn't enjoy making them, did you?
No, ma'am.
Why should she pay your child support?
She did.
I know she did. That's your job. Yeah. You made them. You pay for them.
I can say I did receive $150 out of the $3,000.
From whom?
From Ashanta brought it to my house to my daughter.
So she gave you $150?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's something. Does he work?
Because he had a heart attack, and we're trying to apply for disability.
When did he have a heart attack?
About 2 years ago.
Has there been anything wrong with him since?
Him taking medication.
A lot of people take medication. I take a whole bunch of medication. Bird takes a whole bunch of medication. You know, do you have blood pressure a little bit? all that stuff. We all take medication, you know, just to live. That doesn't mean you apply for disability. That means you get a different kind of job. He doesn't have to move mountains. He could learn to do something else. Right. How do you support yourself?
Certified nurse assistant.
You work full time?
Yes, ma'am.
Who else lives in your home?
Me, my husband, and four kids.
Are they his children?
Two.
How old are they?
My 7-year-old and I have a 4-month-old.
So his heart condition didn't stop him from making a 4-month-old. That could be very dangerous, you know. Less dangerous writing up an order or something, or even driving a car or a cab or a truck or something else, you know. That didn't stop him. So he stays home and takes care of the children, is that what he does?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're the breadwinner. And you already knew that he had a couple of kids that he wasn't supporting, right?
Well, we didn't actually know that was his. He hadn't had DNA done on him.
He knows now. So was there any... Well, forget it. 2850. What was the next thing? That was May 9th, 2012.
Yes, I think it was like 2 weeks later. I was out looking for my son a car, and I went to the car lot. Well, actually, me, my cousin, and my daughter went to the car lot to look at to test drive the car for my son. And she was also looking for a bigger vehicle for her and her family, so she rolled down with us. So when I test drove the car for my son and found out it was a lemon, I didn't purchase a car. But she seen an SUV that she liked it, so she...
What's the date?
That was May the 16th.
So that was a couple of days after you had already laid out $3,000 for her deadbeat husband.
Yes, ma'am. And the reason
why did you do that for?
Reason why I did that because Ashanta was, me and her was just like sisters. We talked on the phone. I have lent her money before. She had always paid it back. This is the first time.
Show me proof that you gave her $3,000 to get him out of jail and this car purchase that you allege.
Okay, here's the documents from the court system where he had to pay the $3,000 for the child support. And I have my bank statements where I withdrew the money out on the 9th, and these are my phone records on the 9th way.
No, I believe you.
Okay.
I just want to see where you took the money out to pay his bail. Stand up. You have two children with two different women? What?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, you didn't make that clear before.
See, that was a whole different case, that on that right there.
What is this for?
I got like 2-3 different child support cases.
You have to find something else to do to occupy your time. I wouldn't go on disability if I were you. I would get a job, keep you busy, engaged, because there are other parts of your body that should be able to function. Now, can I see the car, please?
Yes, ma'am. This is the picture of the car here.
Well, I want to know, when your cousin told you she was going to pay back this $3,000?
The $3,000 was supposed to have been paid back within 2 weeks.
Well, where did you expect her to get the money from?
Well, he said that he was going to sell his rims off of his car and do whatever else he had to do.
His rims off of his car?
Mm-hmm.
I never said that.
Do you have rims on your car?
Yeah.
Where did you get them from?
I mean, the car, I got them from my homeboy years ago, like 2006. I don't even drive the car. The car just sitting there.
So why don't you sell them?
Because I have a history over that car, and I won't let him sell it.
What kind of history?
My father, my brother, and my cousin got in trouble over that car, so I refused to let him sell it.
Explain it to me.
They called a murder case over that car, so I just feel like that car is something special to me. Because today, my daddy and them is locked up over that car, and I don't want him to sell that car.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't understand a word that he said. Would you explain that to me?
Explain what?
What
he just said?
What he just said.
A bunch of babble. It was a bunch of babble.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dawana Covington says her cousin, Ashanta Bird Arnold, owes for loans to buy a car and to bail her husband out of jail after he was arrested for failing to pay child support.
Now I want you to tell me about the car loan.
The car loan was...
I heard she went down with you. She saw a bigger vehicle. She needs a bigger vehicle because he doesn't know how to do anything else but make children.
She had $2,000 for a car of her own money. And when we went to go look for the car for my son, and it was a lemon, I still had the money for my son's car on me. So after we seen the first vehicle that she liked, the seller didn't want to come down on the price. So we went to other car lots and went and test drove other cars that she could afford with the $2,000 she had. She didn't like them. So we went back to the salesman that we seen the other one at. My daughter went and talked to the salesman and talked him down on the price of the one that she did like.
So what does that have to do with you?
She feel guilty. She told off the muscle. I was done. She told her she ain't owed that money. Like her husband said, she feel guilty because she was the reason for her losing her other SUV.
Just sit down, please. I don't understand a word that he said. Part of it is my hearing, I know. Would you explain that to me?
Explain what he just said?
What he just said.
A bunch of, what you just heard, a bunch of babble. It was a bunch of babble. I mean, they want to go on hearsay. They want to use an excuse not to pay me my money, which they say that they will pay me my money.
I
have a text message right here.
Just a minute. Did she give you money for a car?
First of all, she texted me the picture of the car.
Hey, listening ears. Did she give you money for a car?
Yes, she gave me money
for a car. How much money did she give you for a car?
What, 25?
It was 26, 15.
Do you work?
Yes.
Does she work?
Yes.
Do you have children?
Yes.
Does she have children?
Yes, she got a wrong.
Why would she?
Because she came into some money.
She came in, just a second. She came into some money from what?
She had got sick. She was doing birth control. The birth control kind of like got her sick, so she did a lawsuit out. She came into like a lump sum of money.
And?
She knew that I wanted a big vehicle, which I
did. No. Don't tell me what she knew. So is what you're telling me because she settled a medical malpractice suit and came into a settlement, you're entitled to part of that money?
She gave it to me.
I'm just asking you a question. Do you understand my question? You're a working woman. She's a working woman. You have children, she has children. I don't know whether she has a deadbeat, you have a deadbeat. Now, is my question to you, do you believe because she got a settlement from a lawsuit that you are entitled to some of her money?
No, I wasn't entitled to anything.
Right. You got your own children, you got your own deadbeat, and you need a bigger car because you made more children? What does that have to do with her?
She told me that she would give it to me if I had half of it. So I had my half. So we went and got
the vehicle. You had your half. Why don't you put the title in both your names, hers and yours?
Because that wasn't our agreement. We didn't have an agreement, she told me.
All right, now let's get to your counterclaim, which I'm going to dispose of. Your counterclaim is that her son over there came and took some stuff out of your house. He's 19 years old and damaged some stuff.
Uh-huh.
Did
yes,
you
ma'am.
Serve him with a complaint in this case?
Yes, ma'am.
Show me. Show me a copy of the complaint you served against her son.
Her son's 19. He's an adult. Actually, I did put the claim in her name, well, his name and her name.
It can't be in her name. He's 19. He's an adult.
Well, he's
She's not responsible for him. He's responsible for himself. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all. Your counterclaim's dismissed. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Well, my cousin came into some money. You know, she wanted to help me out. She helped me out by giving me the money.
The reason why we had to come to court because they knew that they had to pay and they didn't want to pay.
Going around telling everybody that I owe her money and my husband owe her money.
I don't badmouth nobody.
I just don't go around nobody no more. I just stay to myself.
Family would take you for granted.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Brindle versus Mullinex. Step forward.
Amanda Brindle is suing her former friend, Annabelle Mullinex, for loans to pay her rent and expenses when she was out of work.
Okay. Miss Brindle.
Yes.
Everybody sit down. Was it your husband who was deployed to Afghanistan?
Yes.
And you knew the defendant for many years?
Yes.
You didn't live in the same county or the same state?
No, we did not.
There came a time when the defendant was coming off of what she says is an abusive relationship, and she
Correct.
Needed a place to go.
Yes.
You invited her to come to live with you.
Mm-hmm.
You were being supported by the military?
Somewhat.
Were you working yourself?
No, I'm disabled.
So then you were being supported by either the military or the government?
Yes. I was not in living on a military base, though.
I don't care where you were living. You were being supported by the military or the government.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The military was giving you 1037 for what?
For housing.
And you were staying free in your aunt's house?
Correct.
Yeah. Terrific.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Amanda Brindle is suing her former friend, Annabelle Mullinex, for loans to pay her rent and expenses when she was out of work.
Okay. You invited the defendant to come to live with you to sort of help out, be a companion, help doing a little babysitting. You have a child?
Yes.
How old is the child?
She's 5 now.
She came down. You say the agreement was that she was going to pay some expenses, that she was going to repay you money that you laid out for her moving expenses to come to move to live with you, that she was supposed to pay a certain amount of money every month, and that's what your lawsuit is, that she owes you a whole bunch of money. Defendant says that wasn't the deal. The deal was that she was going to come and move in with you so you wouldn't be alone, that you would have somebody to be sort of around to help with your child, that there was never any discussion of return of any money until things didn't go well and she moved out.
So that's correct.
Pretty much your defense? Okay. What kind of work were you doing?
When she initially asked me to move out there, I was cleaning houses, so I wasn't, you know, just working for cash, wasn't really doing much.
And when you say you moved out to where?
I moved out to New Jersey to live with her.
How old are you?
28.
Well, how do you expect to support yourself?
I've been having some trouble with my life, and I was trying to get back on track and trying to get myself going in the right direction.
When did you move in with her?
In July.
Of
2012.
Did she give you any money to help you relocate?
Yes. She paid for a rental car for me to move out there and never once asked me to pay her back.
How much was the rental car? Do you remember?
I think it was around $200.
It was $295.
Did she give you any other money?
She would help me out from time to time, like when she would want to go to things like the amusement parks and stuff like that, and I didn't have the money, she would say, don't worry about it, I'll cover it.
Fine. But you did have some money.
Yes.
From where?
I was on unemployment because I had been laid off, so I was had my unemployment money while I was looking for another job.
How much were you receiving from unemployment?
$160 a week.
So from the $160 a week, you paid for what of your own expenses?
I would pay for my food and things that I would purchase.
How much did you contribute, if anything, to the general running of the household?
I would help out. I would clean. I would help
no
her
cash.
Take care of her daughter.
No,
monetary.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
The military was paying for your housing?
Yes, we were receiving a Louisiana basic housing allowance.
And how much was that?
$1037 a month.
And how much did you receive from disability?
$1,000 a month.
So that's $2,000 a month. What other assistance, if any, did you receive?
From the military or from her?
Everybody.
Well, I was staying in my aunt's house. And she was not charging me any kind of rent or for
just
utilities.
Just a second. So the military was giving you 1037 for what?
For housing, for housing.
And you were staying free in your aunt's house?
Correct.
Yeah, good. Terrific. Goodbye. Thank you very much. Heard enough. Your case is dismissed. Adios.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm very happy with the outcome.
She felt that living on her own was difficult and called quits without telling us.
She started treating me poorly because she didn't like my boyfriend.
She didn't particularly care for me for the moment I, you know, met her, and I did everything in my power to, you know, be nice to her.
I didn't care for him, but I didn't make it an issue.
She was crazy. She was a nut job.
My family took her in as one of their own, as well as I did.
I feel like I didn't owe her anything, and she didn't get anything.
She was verbally and physically abusive.
She would take advantage of them and myself financially.
She would also use social networks, including, you know, Facebook as well as Twitter, to verbally abuse not only myself, but my girlfriend and some of my friends as well.
I think she's just a terrible person. I could never in my life treat someone the way she treated me.
I want nothing to do with her ever again.